Okay, so big salute to Senator Begoyram. Just a quick introduction. The point of the learning program is to get a bit more familiar with the halachas of Shemitah. Especially the Chavrusa section will be really focusing on the background, the theories behind it. Okay, there won't be so much halacha ma'aser there. During the Chabura, that we'll talk through the Ma'amar Kolimus, and then at the end, 10-15 minutes, we'll just say some of the basic halacha ma'aser that came out from what we learned that day. Again, Shemitah is very big. There's not enough scope in the Shemitah to cover all the pratim and all the aspects of it. But we'll see what we can do. If we have shilas, we can always bring them to the Rav, and we'll take it from there. Okay, today's Shemitah is a bit of an exception. It's not much mamash halacha ma'aser. It's really the whole hagdama to Shemitah. That's what we're going to focus on today. Okay, so I presume most of you saw the Ma'amar Kolimus. Also, if feedback on the Ma'amar Kolimus would be appreciated. I don't know if it's too much, too little, if it's hard to follow.
Too much.
Okay. we saw there's a few different parashas talking about Shemitah. In the Torah, Bahar is coming up. There's many parashas talking about Shemitah. There's lots of different facets of Shemitah. I saw that the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah says there's a mitzvah asay to be shoveled from the karka. A person shouldn't work on the land. There's a lois asay also not to work the land, not to work the trees. There's other things also which we're going to get involved in a few weeks' time. There's things like you have to be the period for Hesker, that the after a certain time where the fruit's not available even for animals in the field, then you have to be mabai, you have to literally destroy it. But many showing say means you have to be mafke those periods. Then we know with periods which are kadosh with kedusha shvias, you have to eat them in a certain way. You can't be mafke them. You can't do shkoya with them. Okay, all these things we're going to discuss. All different facets of Shemitah. Those are all topics that we are in Yiras Hashem going to get today. But la'at la'at. And the first thing we're going to discuss.
Right from the very beginning, the definition of Shemitah, Yisra says, to do nothing. So I think that Yisra says, not much of a problem. So what do you mean,
Mitzvah? Mitzvah
says do what?
To be. Right. Okay, so you're saying a good point. Normally, a Mitzvah Aseh that we know is to do something. There's a Mitzvah Aseh to be in Kaddish Shabbos. That means we make Kiddush. We do it for Tvarim, Minasoy, according to many Rishonim. Most Mitzvah Aseh are actually involved in the act. Okay? But that not all mitzvahs are like that. But by Shabbos, it could also be that by Shabbos, there's a, the Mitzvah Sinner speaks about this, that by Shabbos there's a mitzvah to desist from Malacha. That's also a mitzvah ase. If you're just not doing anything, is a type of mitzvah ase. Meaning, not every mitzvah ase are you makayim through an act. Sometimes you can also be makayim an ase through desisting from something. Okay? Yeah, just like by Lois Ase also. Sometimes, even though most lois ases are refraining from doing an act, but sometimes no. I can't think of any at the moment. There's certain, huh? Yeah, okay. Discussion. Yeah, the chiddush of Nachum. Yeah, yeah. There are certain lois ases also which sometimes you have to do. Yeah, noisa. Right. You have to actually go out and you have to, the mahus of the mitzvah is to eat it. Okay, even though it's a loisa say, don't leave it over. But the Torah wants you to eat it. That's the point. So it wants you to do an act. So you're right. Even though normally, again, loisa says are to not to do something, and ases are yes to do something. But sometimes you do find them the other way around. Okay. Fine. So, but this assay of shvisa. What is it? What is the assay of shvisa? What exactly does it entail? So in this on the Ma'amar Kolimus was the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, the Minchas Chinuch says that the mitzvah. We know by Shabbos and by Yom Tov, as I just pointed out, there is a mitzvah not to do any work. Okay, but mitzvah, as the Kinnis points out, if a person has a field, and a goy goes into his field. He didn't tell the goy to do anything. Yeah, the goy just maybe even if he did midraisa, the goy went into the field and worked the field. Has the Jew done anything wrong? He's done absolutely nothing wrong. Yeah, if this field was worked, yeah, he didn't do it. There's nothing wrong. The problem, the issur is, or the lack of shlisa is for him to do something. Cause one, he hasn't done anything. He hasn't transgressed anything. He hasn't been over anything. He hasn't been mechallel Shabbos. Nothing happened. That's by Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, but by Shabbos, no, there is an exception to that. What's the exception to that? There's such a thing called shlisa behema. Shlisa behema is that if I own a horse, a shor, or something, an animal that can work, yeah, that animal is not allowed to work on Shabbos. And lav dafka that I'm working that animal can't work. Even if a goy has that animal, and the goy works with that animal, I can't do it. Okay? I'm not allowed to do it. I can't give it to him to do it. I have to make sure that my animal is not working on Shabbos. Okay, that we saw the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's an issa to sell a behemoth gasa to a goy. Okay, can't sell a behemoth gasa to a goy. The Mashkan of the Gemara was that there's really two reasons for it. One was that a person might come to either rent it to a goy or lend it to a goy, and if a goy has your animal on Shabbos, you will be over. The yid will be over. Because the goy will be working with a Jewish animal on Shabbos, and the Jew will be over. That was one reason. The other reason was because you might come to sell it just before Shabbos. The goy will want to test the behemoth, see that it goes nicely. It might have a load on its back, basically, as Shabbos comes in, the Jew will say something, and the behemoth will go as a result of the Jew, and the Jew will be over mechameh. Okay, so for those reasons, you're not allowed to sell a behemoth to a goy, a behemoth gasa. Okay, the Gemara brought a story that there was an Amora who did sell a behemoth gasa to a goy. Okay, and the Gemara said that what was the right to do? So he said, because I could take on that he was going to shecht it. Yeah, the Gemara wants to know. There's anocha there. We're not getting too involved in this Gemara, but anocha is that it's only a problem to sell it if he's going to work it. Okay, if the Gemara is going to work it, the fact he's going to shecht it, that's okay. So the Gemara says, but wait, who says that's mutter? Who says you're allowed to do that? Yeah, who says you have to take on that he's going to shaft it? So the Gemara says we have a precedent. We have a precedent that a person is allowed to sell a behemoth to a Jew who's koshered on shliyas. Yeah, meaning a Jew who we're choshered that he might come to work on shliyas. You can sell your behemoth to him in shliyas. It's fine. You can give it to him. Yeah, you can sell it to him. Says the Gemara, yeah, but there's a difference because over there, if he has your behemoth, you're not doing any malacha. Yeah, you're not doing any malacha. So okay, and the only potential issa is if there is a more cow issa in a sense. Why? Ritva speaks out that it's only when it's badai, it's karuk to badai, that he's going to do it. If you have a way to be toyed, you can be toyed, and you wouldn't be over lifnei iver. So that's by behema. So there's no raya from there. And then the Gemara says, I've got a different case. You're allowed to sell a field which is already being cowed. You're allowed to sell it to someone, a Jew who's koshered on shliyas. Okay, and over here the Gemara, the way the Gemara phrases it is that by Shemitah, if it's your karka, yeah, you would also be over. Yeah, that's how at least Rashi seems to understand it. Yeah, meaning it's similar to Shabbos. Just like by Shabbos, he said that if you give a behemoth to a goy, well, not if you give it to him. If the shayla was skiris by a goy, then the Jew would be over. Similar by karka. If the karka, if there were to be shayla or skiris on the karka, and the goy and the goy had it, the Jew would be over. So there's not just lifnei. Okay, we happen to be talking about a Jew over there, but it's not just a vote of that there's lifnei iver. There's an intrinsic avera. The person who owns the karka will also be over. That's what you see from that Gemara according to Rashi. That's what the Mishnah is going to prove. And the choices we spoke about clearly, his kasha was, he asked the kasha, what's going on? I don't understand the comparison of the Gemara. By Behema, the Bala Behema is over. Even for Goy's got it, the Bala Behema owns it. By Shlita, by Kata, the Jew's not over. So if the Goy has it, the Goy's not over because it's not one of the seven listed for Nenoya. But the Jew's not over. And that the Tosafot has said, no. You see that? That's not true. If a Jew owns Kata, even if a Goy is working it, the Jew will be over. He would not be Makayim the mitzvah of Shlisa.
Why did the Lord cross us when Torah said that land should have rest?
Oh, very good. Okay. Anachami. Yeah, Anachami. Yeah. You're one second. What? On the Aser. No, it's alright. On the Aser. Yeah, you're Mabatan Aser. No, you can't. Okay. You're basically coming from the Minchas Tinah. Minchas Tinah says, I'll dare what Mr. Goffman is saying. Minchas Tinah says that, okay, as we spoke out before, there's two aspects of the, let's call it the Isturim of Shvita. There's the Lois Aseh and the Aseh. The Lois Aseh are all expressed in terms of the you. Yeah, Satra Lois Tisha. You should not sow your field. So on that he says that's on you. That's on the person. That the Jew is not allowed to do it. I don't care whose field it is. Yeah, necessarily. But a Jew can't sow the land. But the Aseh is Madai from the Pesukim, like Mr. Goffman said. He's Madai from the Pesukim. The Pesukim are Mashma that it's a din in the land. The Aretz has to rest. Okay? Yeah, and Minister says, even though you don't need a ride, but it's in the first tomorrow. Yeah, so you're.
If you do the work, you're going to stay the Lord has to.
What do you mean?
Not maybe the limit would be, have a minute, that it's not necessarily that if you do schedules where you started to avoid any works, you're older. But to teach that if you yourself are working on your Sadeh, you are over both Lord has to and has to.
Yeah.
So it's not clear, it's not so clear, it's not like a straightforward that Shvitas of the Sadeh is like Shvitas of the Hema Shabbos. Because maybe they are saying not to teach.
They'll be saying that you just rely on the words, the mashup, like the Kinnah says, that, where are they? Where is it?
That should be rest. And I asked, can you grow anything on this land? You said no.
Yeah, it says that the Pesukim say Shabbos Shabbos on Yehel Aretz, but Shabbos Aretz, it's a din in the land. That's the Chinuch do it. Okay, fine. So that's how the Chinuch learns. The Chinuch understands that it's the Jew doesn't have to do the work himself to be over the Aseh. Even if a Goy does it, he will be over. Okay. There's a Rambam. The Rambam, the Roshan of the Rambam is, we saw it, it was later on, sorry, I should have put numbers on the
page numbers.
Yeah, the next time, page numbers and numbers on the Makoris also. What do you mean? Yeah, no, Elefant, you're right. It's much more for today, because it might come to lend it to him or thing, yeah. Yeah, if he actually owns it, then it's not Kashuti. Yeah. Okay, right. Then we're to another side of whether we'd have to get to whether the kingdom of a goy can be coined a kark and herself. Right, so it could be that he can't be, so it could be. Anyway, it's not a problem. At least by the behemoth, what you said is true. By the actual character, yeah, we'll have to see. Yes, Hashem, we'll get there. Whether you can be mafia, ownership of a Jew in of the character of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. What? So different Jew. You're right. Okay. Yeah. There is discussion whether all Jews are also over. Okay. Not for now. Okay. Fine. Okay. So the Rambam says. The Rambam. I read the words. The Rambam is a son. Should I get a different thing to you? One second. Okay. The Rambam here's the Shmita v'Yoyvah. It's like in the middle of the second page. So he says Mitzvah Aser Ishpois Ma'avodas Ha'aretz Ma'avodas Ha'ilan B'Shana Shviyis. If there's a Mitzvah Aser to be Shoyves refrain from working the land and working the trees. So, at least, especially that second part, it says, whoever works the land will be mevatel this mitzvah aseh. So that the Chazon Ish brought by the Derech Emunah, which Chaim Kanevsky, on Medayek, that the Rambam holds that it's not a din in the character, it's a din in the person. If a person works the land, then he's over. So in the case where the Jew were to give it to a goy, then the Jew wouldn't be over, at least according to Rambam. Yeah, but yeah. Derech Emunah does bring that if maybe you've got both in him, yeah, maybe both things are true. Okay, again, we're not going to get too involved in that at the moment. But just to point out, so we what comes out of here is that the mitzvah aseh, yeah, Minchas Sinah says clearly that it is it's a din in the karka. Yeah, the karka cannot do work on during Shemitah. Yeah. Whether the Jew's doing it, whether a goy is doing it, doesn't make a difference. And at least there's a start to say that's not true. So then a Jew is not allowed to work on karka. Okay. Okay. That's the first noise. Okay. The next noise is about women, whether women are chayav. At least in the, we know that women are chayav in all lois nasei, but we mentioned by Shmita there's also a lois nasei. There's also an aseh. And we know that the normal rule is that women, mitzvah aseh shehas mangrama, women are pasa. And this is a mitzvah aseh shehas mangrama, and it comes every 7 years. So this is a classic mitzvah aseh shehas mangrama. Okay, so you're probably going to ask me, what's an achimina? Anyway, there's a lois nasei, so who cares? There's a lois nasei, so anyway, they can't do it. Okay, yeah? So there are an achimina. Why? Because Harishna, I haven't learned it properly, but I'm not. There definitely are shittas that hold that it's only an aseh, it's not a lois aseh. That's Harishna. Okay. Now, as we mentioned right at the beginning, we said there's also that you can't. The payos are given to for achila, not for hefted, and not for sloya. That's also an aseh. Okay. So at least there's certain aspects of shmita which are only an aseh. They're not a lois aseh. So the choya should come out that women are potter. That's what should come out. Okay, let's see if that's so possible. Okay, so the Minchas Chinuch Medayek from the Chinuch, yeah, that no women are chayav. Wherever they're chayav in these mitzvahs. Okay, he says it's not so possible. He doesn't really understand why they say by Harisha why they should be. Yeah, first of all. Okay, regular the chinuch has a cloud. A cloud in mitzvahs aseh shehas mangrama by women, which is that any time that there's a lois aseh. And an aseh, so even though that aseh is a mitzvah aseh shehas mangrama, women are still chayav. As long as there's a lois that's right by Shabbos, right? So the Minchas Chinuch brings it from by first of Pesach. Yeah, it's he asks the kasha why he doesn't talk about it by Shabbos. But yeah. So that's the cloud. According to the Chinuch, fine. According to the Chinuch, the cloud is that wherever a woman is chayav in a lois aseh in that mitzvah. If there's also an aseh, even though it's a mitzvah aseh shehas mangrama, women are going to be chayav. Okay, so that's therefore many of the malachas are shmitas will also be chayav for. But it doesn't cover necessarily for Harisha. Harisha, there's no lois aseh on Harisha, so she should be part of that. And the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, and other things also, like we said, but that even though we're not allowed to be maskipei shvis, but that was an aseh. Where's the aseh for the woman? So mitzvah aseh shehas mangrama, she should be part of. Yeah. Okay, so the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that there's another Yisoid of Mitzvah Aseh Shehas Mangrama based on the Ritva. The Goyim Kedushin says that women are potter from Mila. There's no fear for them to be mal their son. Okay, why? It's got there's a drasha from a potter. Toasters, other Rishonim ask, why do you need a potter? Yeah, it's a mitzvah aseh shehas mangrama. It only comes on the eighth day. Up until then, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is only on the eighth day. That's a mitzvah aseh shehas mangrama. So women should be potter. Why are they not potter? Yes. Yeah. So the Ritva's answer is, okay, at least this is the way the Minchas Chinuch explains it. It's not so possible to explain it. So he understands the Minchas Chinuch's answer is, there's a difference. The cloud of mitzvah aseh shehas mangrama that women are potter is only when it's a mitzvah on themselves. Well, it's the mitzvah in them, like in their group, let's say. But if it's external to them, like in the case of the milah, it's on someone else, it's on the child, then there's no such klal. There's no such klal, mitzvah nasa, it's on someone when the mitzvah is on something that's external to them. Says the Minchas Sinner, according to that, I've got a good answer for Shemitah, based on what I just told you before. What did you say that before? That the Mitzvah Aseh is not on the person, it's on the karka. It's on the karka, that's external to them. It's external to the woman. If it's external to them, then you don't have a rule of Mitzvah Aseh Shasong Gram that women are potter. No, they're chayv in this case. Okay? So, it says the Minchas Sinner, according to Mitzvah, Avada women would be chayv. Because the Mitzvah Aseh Shemitah is external to them, yeah, it's not on them themselves. Yeah, therefore they would be chayav in this mitzvah. Okay. Fine. Chaim Kanevsky says at least, okay, according to Mitzvah Sinner, it will come out then that according to Tosis, okay, sorry, yeah, that's something. Tosis doesn't hold of this kind of the Kinnah. We said that the Kinnah held that whenever there's a loisa say and an aseh shazman grama, women are automatically going to be chayav on an aseh shazman grama. The Tosis doesn't hold of that kalm. Tosis first like that doesn't hold of it. So what's passing Tosis? Yeah? What? Tosis holds that women are actually going to be passed on all these cases? Chaim Kanevsky says the law is talking. It can't be. It's impossible. You see, Shas never made a chiluk. Can't be. Okay. Says Chaim Kanevsky that. He's got two written. The first answer he says is maybe you can be back from the pasuk, because the pasuk says it says V'haisa Shabbat Torah Tachem La'atala La'abdecha La'matzefa. So the Torah says that the land should be a Shabbat for you to eat, for your Eved and for your Amma. So it says if your Amma, is a woman. Yeah, the Shifra is a woman. So you see that the mitzvahs are they said to women also. Yeah. Okay, but he says no. That's not a good riot. Why? Because the hemshah for the pasuk is that you can also give the food to your lesilchah, to the shavchah, the hemshah. Let's just go with the behemah. You can give it to the behemah. Obviously, a behemah is not chayv in any mitzvah. So all the Torah means is that you're allowed to give it to these people. You don't see anywhere that the woman is actually chayv. Just a man would be allowed to give it to. So that's not a good riot. So says the Chaim Kanevsky, you're still in mitzvah. Even though we that there's all different sukkim and all different mitzvahs. You've got the asa and losa saying you've got it's for achila, not for hefsin, and it's for achila, not for stoya, and there's a mitzvah of beer, and all these different things. Says Rav Chaim Kanevsky, the yisoid is one yisoid. The yisoid is that shmita is kadosh. The payers are kadosh. The year of shmita, is a year which is full of kedusha. The yisoid is one yisoid. All the mitzvahs are just like a sniff, are a subcategory of this one general cloud. The one general cloud is all is kedusha. Shmita, the year of shmita is kadosh. Everything is all one. There's one yisoid for everything. If that's true, the fact that women are avada chayv in the loisase, that's no shaila. Yeah, it's a regular loisase. We made it, they're going to be chayv in all of them. Why? Because you can't make machalek. The yisoid is one. There's one yisoid for all of them, and therefore women will be chayv in all of them. And that's how Chaim Kanevsky Pasim says it's possible that women will be chayv in the aste of shmita. Okay. Yeah, he's saying more. He's saying a lot of general clout.
I'm going to say that even though it's an aseh, technically it's an aseh.